NYC Mayor Eric Adams launches ads in Florida to poach residents offended by hashtag Don't Say Gay Law. By Joel B. Polak on April 4, 2022. New York City Mayor Eric Adams has launched digital ads in five Florida markets aimed at attracting residents who are offended by new legislation restricting classroom instruction about sexuality and gender for children in early grades. Breaking: at Nike Mayor announces a new digital billboard campaign in five Florida markets denouncing the hateful hashtag Don't Say Gay Law and inviting Floridians to move to New York. pic.twitter.com/wantbxmsco. NYC Mayor's Office, at Nike Mayor's Office, April 4, 2022. Last week, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signed the Parental Rights in Education Act into law. Democrats have called the law the Don't Say Gay Bill, falsely alleging that it criminalizes the word gay and targets vulnerable children for bullying. NYC Mayor Adams says he is putting up billboards in Florida to try and convince gay residents to move to New York City in response to the Parental Rights in Education law that makes it illegal to teach sexual orientation to K-3rd graders. pic.twitter.com/kvukzeroechima. American Principles, at a project, April 4, 2022. Ironically, it is New York City that punishes speech, with the local Commission on Human Rights mandating the use of an individual's preferred pronouns, as the New York Post reported in 2016. Employers and landlords who intentionally and consistently ignore using pronouns such as she/her to refer to transgender workers and tenants who request them may be subject to fines as high as $250,000. The Commission on Human Rights legal guidelines mandate that anyone who providing jobs or housing must use individuals' preferred gender pronouns. New York has lost residents to Florida in recent years, as residents have fled high taxes, crime, and coronavirus restrictions. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent ebook, Neither Free Nor Fair: The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.